How about that for a little wake up in the morning? Good morning. Welcome to Freedom Works, the Paul Molloy Show, the Beatles. I am Paul Molloy, and along with my buddy and partner, Big Ed Davis, thank you very much for joining us on this Friday, October the 16th already. Holy Toledo. In a few minutes, we are going to be talking with Tammy Vasquez. She is running for Pinellas County Commissioner in District 3, and we're going to ask her why she's running and what she would do if elected. We'll talk a little bit about what the commissioner does as well. And lots of people were channel flipping last night. I was during the, I guess you could call it dueling Trump and Biden town halls. We're going to talk about those events. And we're also going to get some perspective on them from the proprietor of the Barber Poll a little bit later, Andrew Ceresi. And the internet, the world of the internet, coming a lot closer to federal regulation, following their censorship of Donald Trump's tweets and that New York Post Hunter Biden article. What is going on there? We'll talk about that as well. And in our ultimate top 10, Hollywood's top 10 greatest romantic comedies. Let's see if you can come up with some of them. Maybe Ed can figure out what is number one. By the way, Freedom Works, we are sponsored in part by Andrew's Master Barbershop in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. All you have to do is call for an appointment these days. So dial 727-733-3773. You will get a great haircut at a price that cannot be beat. They're located in Dunedin in the Overcash Plaza. Also, don't forget, start your weekday mornings with Good Morning Clearwater, Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 a.m. They are great. Lots of energy there. You'll find out about the latest in traffic reports, sports, what's going on around the Tampa Bay area with Paul and Tracy Allen. Good Morning Clearwater. All right, well, I don't know about you, but last night I wanted to watch both of them. And then we had, Ed, I guess we had the, did we have the baseball game on? No. We had the game on earlier. We'll talk about that that situation a little bit later. But, Ed, did you watch any of the debates? Were you busy doing something else, like sleeping?
I was watching another program, but I was back and forth. I watched briefly some of the Trump thing, and I watched some of the Biden thing and saw how different it was. And I just didn't, I wasn't interested in either one because, you know, George Stephanopoulos with his, you know, softball questions of what kind of, what does he have for lunch? You know, is he happy with his barber and stuff like that?
Right.
And then you had the moderator for NBC with Trump screaming at him.
Oh, yeah, that was that woman.
I mean, this was a Megyn Kelly tryout is what it was.
Yeah. Megyn Kelly was never that rough on anybody.
Well, but she was standing out. You know, she was trying. She was talking over him, yelling.
And she forgot it was a town hall.
Exactly. It was more about her than anything else, instead of being a moderator. And I could see that the difference was just so bad. And then I understand that Stephanopoulos with Trump didn't, I mean, with Biden didn't ask him anything, you know, about Hunter Biden or anything like that.
Right.
So,
are you surprised?
No, I mean, whenever he answers something like, you know, what could you have done better for the pandemic? Well, Biden says, well, I would have reacted sooner. Well, that's a big brush. You reacted how? You would have bought a face mask? How? So, just, you know, politics.
We'll get into it a little bit more later on because I got some other things going on that I want to talk about. But I think there were some stark differences between both of them.
And, sure.
I think you would notice there's something about Biden. He goes on and on with an answer, and he starts to lose his focus.
Yeah, and we were talking about that earlier.
If
it's over 2 minutes or so, and that's why—
He starts making he starts babbling.
Yeah, and then, the debate's been confirmed for next week, next Thursday night, between Trump and Biden. If Trump would just let him finish, you can see where he drifts and let all of America see it. And when he starts to scratch his head, it's where he's trying to figure out where he's at.
I think there's some truth to that, and we're going to talk about that.
I wouldn't put it past his camp to tell the moderators, hey, when you see him start to do stuff like that, pick it up. You know, change the subject or something.
Yeah, in other words, they might be on the alert. Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, right now, Trump is stumping in Florida, right here, our wonderful state, and he'll be in Georgia. And Biden is heading to Michigan with the November election less than 3 weeks away. Trump and Biden will stump in key battleground states starting today, making a final appeal to voters one night after their dueling town halls. And
I don't know if you know that Donald Jr. will be at Steak and Lube in Pinellas Park today at 3 o'clock.
At 3 o'clock, I did not know that.
And then Jill Biden is hosting a town drive-in.
Joe?
Jill
Biden,
his wife,
huh?
Yeah, his wife.
Town drive-in?
Yeah.
Where?
Somewhere in St. Pete. I don't know where you can find it.
Now, this shows you how important this state is. It's the most important state in the whole election. It's the most important state because it's the biggest state that nobody is absolutely 100% on which way it's going to go. Mm-hmm. So they're going to spend both of them, I think, enormous amounts of time.
How Florida goes is how the president goes,
yeah,
is that correct?
Beginning to think more like that than Ohio. They used to say Republicans had to win Ohio or they would not win the presidency. And I think Florida's becoming more that
with the amount
situation.
Of people leaving Ohio, I would think so.
Yeah.
Probably moving to Florida.
Maybe there are more Ohioans in Florida than there are in Ohio right now. But we are now in, I guess this is, you know, for people like me that are political junkies, this is like the Super Bowl and the NCAA championship and the World Series all rolled up together. You're coming upon the election of a president, and don't forget, 1/3 of the Senate and 100% of the Congress are all up for election. So this is really going to be something to experience, you might say. And hold on to your hats. It's going to be a bumpy, bumpy ride. Anyway, we are going to take our break, and when we come back, Tammy Vasquez will join us.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey guys, Andrew's Master Barber Shop is open for business. The best hair cutter in Tampa Bay, standing ready to make you look like a million. But you'll need to call to grab a time that's right for you. So call 733-3773. That's 733-3773. And then get ready for a treat. No waiting, beautiful, clean, and safe facilities. The best haircut you'll ever experience, and a great price. You can't ask for more, guys. That's Andrew's Master Barbershop in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. Call 733-3773. That's 733-3773.
If you would like to become a wholesale buyer of the premium quality longevity product that you hear about right here on the Tantalk Radio Network for personal service, you can pick up the phone right now and call Lola at 727-441-3311. Again, that's Lola at 727-441-3311. Or for even faster service, log on to TantalkHealth.com. That's TantalkHealth.com. Here's your health and longevity.
Hi, this is Jay Leno.
Hey, this is Ted Nugent.
Hi, everybody. This is David Hobbs.
Hi, this is Bob Varshu.
Hey, this is Danny the Count Coker.
Hey, this is comedian, author, and most importantly, vintage race car driver Adam Carolla.
Hi, this is Shirley Cha-Cha Muldowney.
I'm John Forrest.
Hey, this is Jack Roush.
And you're listening to Nostalgic Radio and Cars.
That's Nostalgic Radio and Cars with the most fascinating and legendary names in motorsports every Tuesday from 7 to 8 p.m. right here on the Tantalk Radio Network.
Listen to the latest pet trends with benefits on the Pet Buzz every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. Join pet trendologist Charlotte Reed and veterinarian Dr. Michael Fleck as they talk all things pets. From animal health and wellness, money-saving tips, celebrity gossip, breaking news, and more. Their expert guests are in the know and in the now. To learn more about this unique program and its hosts, tune into the show on the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
We are back on a Friday on Freedom Works. Thank you so very much for joining us. And we are delighted to have Tammy Vasquez join us. She is running for Pinellas County Commission, District 3 at large. And we're going to find out a little bit about, not only about Tammy, but we want to find out more about what the commission situation and what they do and what, of course, what Tammy is planning on doing if she indeed succeeds. Tammy, welcome to Freedom Works.
Good morning. How are you?
We're good, thank you. Very good. Yep. And you are a business owner. You've been a business owner for some 30-plus years. What has made you decide you wanna all of a sudden turn around and run on the Pinellas County Commission position?
Well, you know, honestly, it's not something. I've always been very involved in, you know, listening to politics and, you know, staying informed and being an informed voter. But I guess I would say that, like most people, until COVID hit and a lot of the local politicians started going on Zoom calls for their meetings and such, you know, I don't think we were really informed as much as we should be, because most of their meetings, quote unquote, public meetings, happen at 2 o'clock in the afternoon on a weekday when most of us are at work.
Right.
And yeah, so what happened through COVID at the beginning, when a lot of our businesses were shut down and, you know, employees were out of work because of such, you know, we all started tuning in to these meetings that at the time were happening weekly. And just in listening to, one, the discord between themselves was astounding, and the level of disrespect between the 7 Pinellas County commissioners. But also just their general disregard for the public comment when you know, the citizens would call in, just the utter disregard, the chuckle, the eye rolling. It was really disheartening to see, you know, local officials this way. And when you look a little deeper, you see that the majority of them, including the one that I'm running against, are lifetime politicians. And they really have no basis in reality at this point, after 20 plus years of having a guaranteed check from the taxpayer. Yeah. You know, they just, they think
they've been there too long.
In the room. Yeah, they've been there way too long.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
Now,
and they've completely disregarded the fact that in 1996, the voters in Pinellas County overwhelmingly, 78%, voted for 8-year term limits on our commissioners, and they have continually taken it to court and refused to implement them.
Now, who would you replace, Tammy?
I would be replacing Charlie Justice.
Okay. He's been around a long time, right?
Yes, he has. He was in the Florida Senate, and he also was in the House. And then was elected in 2012 for the Pinellas County Commissioner.
Mm-hmm. Right. Now, before I ask you about your top priorities, I want to ask you a little bit about the actual job. I don't think, people's eyes glaze over a little bit when it comes to local politics. So what does a commissioner actually do? You show up for meetings and the public comes in the door. I mean, that's what I always think about, but there are specific things that a commissioner does for the area. So could you kind of expound on that?
Sure. There's actually several things, but just kind of to top the list, I would say zoning is one of the big things. They also set the millage rate for the county. They are the ones who make the rulings and the funding budgets for, you know, all of our power grid, our sewers, our roads, low-income housing, so on and so forth.
It's really important now that I'm thinking about it. Holy Toledo.
Extremely. It is literally what makes the county work, is what the commission is responsible for.
How many are on the commission?
There are seven commissioners. There are three at large, so countywide. That's one of the seats I'm running for. And the other four are district.
Got it. Now, Tammy, let's talk a little bit about some of the things you would do. You already mentioned that some of them have been on way too long, and I see one of your top priorities is term limits.
100%. Again, I believe that voters have the right to vote, and they also have the right to, when they vote for something, for it to be implemented. And unlike my opponent, who thinks just because he's been there 8 years, he deserves to stay, I believe that the voters, their wishes need to be fulfilled. And when I win, whether I am able, which I am going to push, to get term limits implemented, but whether they are or not, I am 8 years, eight and done, because I will honor what the voters want, whether it's a law or not a law.
Right. We're talking with Tammy Vasquez. She is running for District 3, Pinellas County Commissioner. There are seven on the currently there. Three of them are at large, and Tammy would be an at-large commissioner. Tammy, another thing that I see you are interested in is first responders. And, yes. These people are the unsung heroes, and especially these days with the virus. But tell us about that.
100%. You know, one of my, I have, several endorsements, but I would definitely say the one I am most honored to have would be the Police Benevolent Association. And I'm also a preferred candidate with the FOP. And it is my greatest honor, because these are the men and women that serve us each and every day, even though, for the last few years, and now it's just amplified, these are the people that come running, even if it's people calling, who spit on them and cuss at them and want to defund them and do away with them. They're there, and they're there to serve all of us, and they deserve way more respect than they get. And they definitely do not deserve to be defunded. If anything, they need an increase.
Yes, indeed. Now, if you become the commissioner, are you going to have a specific increase, let's say, formula? Do you have a plan on that?
So it's hard to go into complete specifics for one until you are sitting on the board. It's very difficult to get into specifics when it comes to funding and such. However, as a commissioner, you definitely can stand up when you have things. Now, obviously, it's not a commission, but it's an example. When Mayor Rick Kreisman of St. Pete, quote unquote, reallocated funds from his police officers, so they weren't able to get the 25 additional officers that they were funded for, and he reallocated it to social work. And things like that is where the commissioners, when that comes up, fortunately, we have an amazing sheriff who's done an amazing job. However, there needs to be a voice on the commission that's willing to stand beside him and make sure that the same thing doesn't happen with our sheriff's department, like happened in St. Petersburg. And that's what I intend to do, is stand with them and be a voice for them to make sure that doesn't happen.
Okay. What are the differences really between you and, other than he's been there forever, what are the differences between you and Charlie Justice?
Well, I would say here's the difference. He's a talker and I'm a doer. And that is very apparent. I'll give you a perfect example. He has been touting since the beginning of this election that, he's responsible for the work in Lelman and the Lelman Exchange, and he is a man of Lelman, which is one of our poorer communities. However, he likes to tout this all over in the press daily, at different, forums that we've done together and such. However, I was formally endorsed by the co-chair of the Lilman CRA.
What is CRA?
That it's actually the it is the county exchange, the Lilman Exchange.
The so Wellman, they have it's called co-chair. The Wellman Exchange. I'm not familiar.
Lilman.
Wilman.
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Lilman.
What is that? What is that? So people can understand it. I think a lot of people don't know.
Sure. Lilman is a suburb that is in Pinellas County. And it has routinely been underserved. And again, my opponent likes to tout that it is one of his main issues. However, I was endorsed by the chair of the Lilman Exchange. And in his letter of endorsement, he speaks on the fact that I actually, you know, have concern and will work with the community. I've been told by numerous people in different organizations in Lilman, he's good for showing up for 5 minutes for photo op, but the concern just really isn't there. But he does like to tout it, but that's why I was endorsed there. So that's just one example that I am... Most definitely, you know, I'm a doer. I'm not a talker. I'm not showing up for a photo op. I'm not doing this to further my career as a politician because, one, I'm not a politician. Like you said, I'm a local business owner. And, two, I have no future plans nor desire to go any further in the political world. So I want to do this. You know, I was perfectly content running my business with my husband and my son. However, if I'm going to complain about something, I've got to be willing to do it, and yeah, that's why enough. I'm running.
Fair enough. By the way, what is your business?
We own Bark Life, Inc. We have it's a business in Seminole, and it's pretty much anything pet-related from luxury boarding, daycare, pet grooming, so all things dog and cat.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. Do you have a bunch of pets yourself?
We actually have two dogs. They're a little bit older. We have two dogs, and we have actually a toucan who stays at Bark Life most of the time
Bark Life.
Everybody there loves him.
Oh, that's wonderful. Now, I see also that one of your other priorities is water quality. You know, everybody touts that, of course. We got to protect our environment. Are you specifically interested in any particular water quality issue?
And I will agree with you on that. That is something that everybody likes to put on a resume, per se. However, it's not just about the water quality and the amount of sewage daily that gets dumped into our waters. It's also about our waterways closing up. And there's a particular issue right now in Tierra Verde that the commission has completely dropped the ball on. And the Grand Canal, which is a commercially used canal, is closing up rapidly. And instead of, you know, using the money that, you know, we have to do it. We haven't even reserved. And this issue could have been resolved, you know, 5 years ago for a much less cost. It's been let go and kicked down the road. And now their solution, and I was just at a meeting about this, the county commission and actually my opponent, his solution to it is everybody who lives on Grand Canal, you know what, we're going to raise their taxes so that their money pays for it, even though it's a commercially used public canal, not a private canal.
Right.
We're going to raise everyone along there's taxes to pay for it.
Wow.
So it's different issues like that as well.
Mm-hmm. My colleague Ed Davis has a question for you, Tammy.
Yeah, Tammy, you brought up Rick Kreisman, the mayor of St. Pete. A couple of weeks ago, the governor was in town basically to open up the state of Florida with the restaurants going to 100% and stuff like that. I was wondering your views on how the governor is doing his job, because Rick Kreisman's right-hand man happened to call some protesters that day and have them show up when the governor was in town because, quote, he was here to cause trouble.
Yeah. You know, I definitely I have my ideas on what's going on in St. Pete, and it's sad. And as frequent as today, Rick Kreisman put out that he was going to start fining businesses again $300 for if they don't force people to wear a mask in their businesses. So you're which the governor said you can't implement the fines anyway. However, you know, this is putting more of a burden on the business owners if they're fortunate enough to still be open and running after being shut down. You know, they're hurting. We own a business. We know what it's like. And so not only are they calling for them to try to stay, or are we trying to stay in business, now he's wanting to make them police, basically, wanting them to enforce it, or they'll be fined $300 that I'm pretty sure most of them don't have extra right now.
I was going to say, what is he going to fine the protesters that are now making national news?
Exactly.
That are blocking streets and disrupting patrons down around the beautiful new pier that's been built, and people are actually questioning whether to go down there.
Well, and it's justifiable. One of my volunteers came to a debate forum on Wednesday downtown at the St. Pete Yacht Club. And when she came out, she happened to have a Trump sticker and a Tammy magnet on the back of her car. She came out, had to call the police because the whole back of her car had been smashed down.
You're kidding.
Nope. And that was Wednesday. It's sad. It's very, very sad.
It really is. Tammy, it has been a real pleasure. You have a lot of energy, by the way. I can tell that you're raring to go. I mean it.
I am. I definitely am. Well, you know what? Mm-hmm. This is my county. I love it. I love the people in this county. Our business is here. Our friends are here. We fish. We boat. We work hard. And we deserve representation. And I'm very passionate about that.
It sounds like you are. Tammy Vasquez, good luck. And thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for asking.
Our pleasure. Tammy Vasquez, I like that.
She got my vote.
Yeah, I like the way she talks. And then, you know, animals, anybody that spends their life working around animals, you got to love them. All right, we're going to take our break. When we come back, were you flipping channels back and forth like I was last night watching those two people, Trump and Biden, at their respective town halls? We're going to talk about those events. Also get some perspective on them from the proprietor of the Barber Pole, Andrew Ceresi.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey guys, Andrew's Master Barbershop is open for business. The best haircutter in Tampa Bay, standing ready to make you look like a million. But you'll need to call to grab a time that's right for you. So call 733-3773. That's 733-3773. And then get ready for a treat. No waiting, beautiful, clean, and safe facilities. The best haircut you'll ever experience, and a great price. You can't ask for more, guys. That's Andrew's Master Barbershop in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. Call 733-3773. That's 733-3773.
It's a beautiful morning.
Hi, I'm Paul Allen, and I'm the host of Good Morning Clearwater. We are found right here on the Tantalk Network, 1340 AM and 106.1 FM, Monday through Friday, 8 AM to 10 AM. We will concentrate on Pinellas County and focus on Clearwater and Clearwater Beach. Weather, traffic, local and national current events, sports, trivia contests, and plenty of giveaways. We want to show the world why Clearwater Beach was voted number one beach in America. Listen up, every Monday through Friday, 8 AM to 10 AM to Good Morning Clearwater.
Are you a writer, inventor? Do you have questions about your intellectual property rights? Well, tune in every Tuesday and Thursday morning at 11 o'clock for Joy on Paper. Once a month, I will have a special guest, the writer's legal eagle, Bill Larson of Larson & Larson, who can answer your questions. Protect your valuable work. Email me your questions to patsy.radio@gmail.com and then listen in every Tuesday and Thursday at 11 a.m. right here on Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network. That's patsy.radio@gmail.com.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, we are back on a Friday. By the way, we are available to you on the radio Monday, Tuesday, and Friday, 10 to 11 a.m. Eastern Time on the Great Tantalk Radio Network. And I hope you can listen live, but if you can't, Big Ed sets the table on our website by putting us on podcasts. So all you have to do, you want to listen to one of our previous shows, go to OurFreedomWorks.com, O-U-R, freedomworks.com. Look up at the top. There's the podcast button, and away you go. So what is that thing, you know, when you're from changing channels all the time? It used to be if you change the channel on the television itself, you would get a wrist issue. But these days, it's button pushing. And I think there were lots of that going on around the country. And we've got the master barber himself, Andrew Ceresi. Andrew, so we had Donald Trump on NBC, and we had Joe Biden on ABC. What channel were you watching last night?
Well, I can tell you I watched 95% Trump.
NBC.
NBC. Mm-hmm. And then I switched back to Biden during a commercial just to see, and I was really impressed, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I bet you were.
Moron. Please.
Okay.
You know, they ask him, what flavor ice cream do you like? What's your favorite color? Do you use Crayola crayons? Come on.
Yeah.
And then you had Savannah Guthrie there. She thought she was in a debate with the president. But you know what? Personally, I think the president made hamburger out of her.
You know, not only that, but that wasn't her job. This was a town hall, and it was 90% Savannah Guthrie attacking Trump, and all these people sitting around. By the way, that woman that was behind Trump, her name is Myra Jolie. She is an immigration attorney and a former beauty queen, big pro-Trump activist, and it was so great. She'd be thumbs up. Remember when and nodding her head.
And you know, the other two started nodding too here and there. I got news for you. Yeah. I was watching it very closely. But I'll tell you what, that girl in the back, I know that why did we put her there?
I know. I think you're
because
right.
Because everybody was watching her head, and you know what she was saying. Savannah Guthrie, you know what? She's going to end up just like Megyn Kelly now. They show their true colors. They're nothings. They think they're really somethings, you know? She just needed to be slapped. She had no respect. She had no class, nothing. Trump handled himself fine. He had the answers. He knows what's going on.
There was a lot of nodding going on, though, with the Joe Biden town hall, too. I saw people in the background nodding off.
Well, Paul, you're right. And you know what? The election's getting closer and closer. Oh, the Democrats, they've got their... They're sending in their ballots. They worry. They don't realize that we work, and we will get to the polls. And they're going to be surprised at what happened.
Yeah.
But I believe Trump shined last night. They tried and she tried to nail him. She thinks she's so good. I got news for you. She batted about 100 last night. She didn't do nothing.
Now,
she did give Trump the opportunities to lay Pelosi out with what's going on. Okay, with all the stimulus money, and he laid her out so good that people have got to see her colors. And to me, that was an opportunity for Trump to really air what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So he did.
I watched some of the, and I was like you, I mostly watched the Trump town hall, but I did watch some of the Biden. And I'm not kidding you, Biden started drifting off. I think the next week, Thursday, when they do the debate between Trump and Biden, let Biden talk. He starts all of a sudden. Do you know how it is when you have an aerosol spray can, and at first it's really strong,
but
then it sort of floats away? He was floating away like aerosol in the air. He was losing his place.
Probably at the debate next week, they'll have him snort a couple lines of cocaine to stay awake and talk real fast like he's active, you know. But I don't doubt nothing they do, Paul.
Okay.
They have gotten so deep in what they are. They just lie, they steal, they cheat. And now... And you know, Paul, here's one thing I got to say. I happened to meet Ed and Joe yesterday.
Okay.
The people that do the show on Thursdays. And I really wish I had more time to talk with them.
The voice of reason.
Because I was busy. But, you know, I could understand a little bit where these guys, I asked them, I said, well, what made you think the way you're thinking today, you know? And they were telling me that, well, you know, the Democrats, the Republicans, the Republicans really were for corporations, and the Democrats we thought were this and that. Now, me, and you know I've always said this, I didn't trust the Republicans or the Democrats. Okay?
Right.
I didn't consider myself either or. And I saw what was going on with our government, and I thought Trump is the only one that's going to fight this out. And Trump's not a Republican. He's not a Democrat.
I think
he had to use the Republican to get in there, okay? But he is changing the Republican Party.
Oh,
the Republican Party never would have changed. They still would have been what they were.
You know, he's a bit of a social liberal, actually. Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, when you look at Trump, and this is why it's so important now that we get these people elected that are running today, because there's nothing but a bunch of scum in the Democrat and Republican Party, and it needs to be cleared out. And the only way to clear it out is to vote it out. I can understand where these guys came from. You know, one is a communist, one is a socialist, and I consider myself a Trumpiest.
And then Joe, by the way, Andrew's referring to, do a program called The Voice of Reason, and they do it from 10 to 11 a.m. every Thursday here on the Tantalk Radio Network, and they invited me on their show, and I had them on my show as well, so we actually
They're really nice guys.
They're really nice guys.
I had to compliment Joe, because normally I'm the best-dressed guy in my barbershop, and this guy walked in and showed me up.
Yeah.
He says, what is this? I mean, I love this guy's shoes. Him and I are both shoe kings.
There
we
you
love
go.
Our shoes, you know, but I really would have liked to talk with him a lot more, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Well, maybe we can arrange that sometime. But I want to get to another thing that's really going on right now. I think there is a chance, because of the way that Facebook and Twitter and some of the others, even Google, are acting, that the federal government is going to start coming down heavy-handed on the Internet, something I am very worried about. I don't want the federal government getting involved in the Internet. And yet, when a device like Twitter or Facebook starts to censor the tweets of Donald Trump or an article by the New York Post and not allow discussion among people, for instance, in this case, about the Hunter Biden fiasco, we are getting into territory where people are going to say, we don't like the way you're censoring. Let's bring the federal government in. Just wanted to get your thought on that.
Well, Paul, it's like you said, okay, they are censoring. There's no question about it. But what do you do to change it if the government doesn't get involved? Okay, because they are censoring us. They're going against our First Amendment. You can't publicly speak. They're in control. It's like a corporation that has the monopoly.
Not only that, the mainstream media is ignoring the story itself.
Exactly.
They don't want to talk about Hunter Biden. They also don't want to talk about the censorship by Twitter and by Facebook.
But you know what, Paul? It is getting out there, bits and pieces.
Yes.
And I think people are going to hold it against the media and the social networking. I think they're going to hold it against these people when it comes to voting time.
Yeah, I think
it's
like,
to be honest with you,
I think it's like a boiling cauldron with a lid. You know, you're trying to sit on the lid of this thing, and it's going to explode eventually because you're just keeping it, you know, it's building and building and building. If they would just allow all of this stuff and not worry about it, they would actually do better. Now we're I mean, you and I are talking about Hunter Biden. People all over the country are talking about it. They're talking about the guy at C-SPAN
now. You know,
now.
Paul, not only that, look at the investigations that have been going on. You got Durham and Barr, okay? I'm beginning to believe that Barr and Durham are all part of this deep state, too.
Because they haven't brought out the report?
Come on. Look at this one guy that owns a computer shop comes out with all of Hunter Biden's emails trying to repair his computer. You know the FBI, the Department of Justice, everything had this long time ago. They're holding back there. I believe Durham and Barr are covering up. I really do.
Why would they want to cover up those two? Why would they want to?
I think they're part of it. I think they're part of it, Paul.
See, this is, I don't think they are trying to cover anything up. I think, to some extent.
Then why don't they put, Paul, then why don't they put what's out there right now?
I think that Durham really was and is trying to get his ducks in a row, but I think there is a fear. I think they go wobbly around an election, if you want to know the
truth. You know, Paul, it amazes me that the Lord created the earth in 7 days, and these guys can't do an investigation in 10 months.
I agree.
Okay, it's a bunch of baloney, Paul. I'm sorry. I don't go along with it. I think they're part of it.
Yeah.
And they're all covering up, protecting Obama and Clinton. This is what the deep state is, and this is why those two guys are fed up with the government.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why I say I can't blame them for how they think. I mean, I think a little different than they do, but I could understand how they changed.
So we got a little more than 2 weeks to go. And all of a sudden, by the way, you're going to join us on November 3rd, Tuesday over at the Republican Club. I'm looking forward to that.
No, I wouldn't miss it for the world.
I know you wouldn't, and we're going to have some fun with that. We're also, by the way, want to mention that our colleagues at Good Morning Clearwater will be there.
Oh, yeah, they're great.
They're great,
aren't
they? I do, too, and they're going to be doing their show also on that deal. We're going to have a lot of fun, and we're going to interview a lot of people that are, quite frankly, are involved in the race. So I am looking forward to that with you, my friend, as always, and I will be talking with you again on Monday.
You got it, buddy. Have a good weekend, and Trump be with you.
That's all right. Thank you, my friend.
All right, buddy. Bye-bye.
The master barber himself, and I'm not kidding you, he's the best barber I've ever been around. And you got to get there. They're located in Dunedin. They're located in the Overcash Plaza. It's on Overcash Drive, just north of Main Street 580 in Dunedin. Okay, going to take our final break. When we come back, among other things, we are going to give you the top 10 greatest Hollywood movie romantic comedies.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey guys, Andrew's Master Barber Shop is open for business. The best haircutter in Tampa Bay, standing ready to make you look like a million. But you'll need to call to grab a time that's right for you. So call 733-3773. That's 733-3773. And then get ready for a treat. No waiting, beautiful, clean, and safe facilities. The best haircut you'll ever experience, and a great price. You can't ask for more, guys. That's Andrew's Master Barbershop in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. Call 733-3773. That's 733-3773.
It's a beautiful morning.
Hi, I'm Paul Allen, and I'm the host of Good Morning Clearwater. We are found right here on the Tan Talk Network, 1340 AM and 106.1 FM, Monday through Friday, 8 AM to 10 AM. We will concentrate on Pinellas County and focus on Clearwater and Clearwater Beach. Weather, traffic, local and national current events, sports, trivia contests, and plenty of giveaways. We want to show the world why Clearwater Beach was voted number one beach in America. Listen up every Monday through Friday, 8 AM to 10 AM to Good Morning Clearwater.
Join Joe Pippin for Ask an Attorney Radio Show, Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. Ask an Attorney is Florida's longest-running radio show for over 35 years now. So if you've got a question for an attorney, call Joe Pippin during his live radio show. Ask a question. Get an answer. Free of charge, of course. Saturday mornings, live from 8 to 9 a.m. right here on the Tan Talk Radio Network. Or to contact Joe Pippin directly, call 727-586-3306.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, we are back for the final segment of Freedom Works. And, hey, Ed, you know Bruce Springsteen, do you not? Good old Bruce Springsteen, the singer and the rock artist and all of that.
Not personally.
Oh, you don't? Okay. Mm. Well, did you know that he says he'll be on the next plane to Australia?
Yeah, he's going to leave the country.
If Trump wins.
Yeah.
Is he going to join some of these other people that claimed when Bush won and when Trump won the first time?
Trump won the first time.
They were all going to leave, go to Canada.
Whoopi Goldberg was supposed to leave.
Yeah, why don't they follow up so we can get rid of them?
A bunch of big mouths.
Uh-huh. Well, we haven't even talked one word about Amy Coney Barrett. She actually sat by yesterday while people testified either on her behalf or against her. It's part of the process when you're running for the Supreme Court. Some of the things that were used to describe her by some of the people that testified for her, words like brilliant, forthright, intellectual giant. These were some of the things used to describe Amy Coney Barrett to the Senate Judiciary Committee from the American Bar Association and some of Barrett's allies. Meanwhile, Democrats portrayed her as a threat to health care, abortion, and voting rights. So I got a little bit of both. Republicans touted the experts' comments from the American Bar Association because it's an independent group. In fact, in some cases, it leans a little bit less left. And they used the words of the ABA to tout their case that Barrett be confirmed. The committee then heard from eight other witnesses who have either worked with or known Barrett and lauded her qualifications for the court. Also, some people who believe that Barrett poses a grave threat to their rights. And those are always interesting people. Originalism became a flashpoint. Democrats making the case that the judicial philosophy held by Antonin Scalia, an originalist, as well as current Justice Clarence Thomas and Neil Gorsuch, is a reason to keep Barrett off the bench. Off the bench. So back and forth they went. I think it's pretty clear that she has the votes. All right, before we get to our top 10, we got two things going on here in Tampa Bay that we're very excited about. First of all, we won the Stanley Cup, and we actually have the opportunity to win the World Series and the Super Bowl. And we've got the Rays playing, I guess, again tonight, mm-hmm. Ed. Now, they won the first three. I thought, hey, we're in like Flynn. All of a sudden, they lost the next two, right?
Yes.
So what do you think? What do you think tonight?
I think they got to play tonight like it's game seven, not game six. They need to finish it off. There's some things that still frustrate me about the Rays manager, Kevin Cash. Why is he playing guys at, like, Yandy Diaz at first base, who's not very nimble? He's put on a lot of weight, maybe muscle, I don't know. But since he's been back and in the playoffs, he's hitting .057. He's like 1 out of 40.
Yeah,
and
that's
he keeps
not good.
Putting him back out there.
Because of what he did in the past?
Yeah, last year. He hasn't even had a home run this year.
Yeah.
G-Man Choi should be out there full time.
Yeah.
You know, not just part of the time. But Brendan Lau went 2 for his last 38. And they pulled him the other day. Okay? They kept him supposedly for emotional rest. Last night he came out and he hit a home run. But he struck out two or three times again.
Right.
So, and just some of those things just frustrate me about Kevin Cash. But
what do you think about the way he handles his pitchers? He actually pulled a start. He had a method to what he was doing.
Yeah, last night was pitching by committee. Now tonight will be Blake Snell, and then go from there. You hope Blake Snell goes 6 or 7 innings, and then let the bullpen. And I think tonight is the game that they finish it.
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah, okay. I don't want to go to game seven.
Right. So what about our beloved Tampa Bay Buccaneers this weekend?
Big test. Green Bay comes to town. You know, it depends on...
Should be an interesting matchup of quarterbacks.
Definitely. And I'll tell you...
Two old-timers.
If wide receiver Mike Evans and... Chris Godwin are both able to play and are relatively healthy. I think the Bucs have a chance to win this game. If not, no. I don't think the offense can keep up with Green Bay.
What about the defense of the Bucs?
Defense is banged up. We lost nose tackle Vita Vea to a broken leg.
Oh, that's bad.
Yeah,
that's
and bad. He was the big run stopper.
They've had a lot of injuries.
Well, every team has injuries.
Yeah, but the Bucs,
you know,
in particular have lost some key players, haven't they?
Yeah,
it's not an excuse. I'm just saying.
Yeah, the Cowboys lost their quarterback, you know, for the year, so. Yeah. It happens.
It does. It does. All right, my friend, it is time for our top 10, and I know how much you like it when we do top 10 movies, Ed.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the top 10 greatest romantic comedy films of all time from Hollywood. Let's see if you have any idea.
I'm almost betting whatever's number one is pre-color days, so it's probably a black and white that
you
I've never
right.
seen.
You are right. I'll give you that. It's way back.
Something with the Empire State Building, probably, whatever that name was. I can't remember the name of that movie.
King Kong.
No, not King Kong. Where they met at the Empire State Building.
Oh, I know what the movie you're talking about. Let's find out. That's a very good point. Here we go. Number 10. Ed, did you ever see the movie with Tom Hanks, Sleepless in Seattle?
Yes. That was kind of a remake of what I'm talking about.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it?
Because they finished with the meeting at the
Empire State Building.
Yeah.
And that was with Tom Hanks and
Meg Ryan.
And Meg Ryan, right. That was made in 1993. Mm-hmm. Okay, number 9. Harold and Maude. Did you ever
heard
see that movie?
Heard of it.
1971. It was an interesting movie. I don't remember too much of the detail. Number 8. Moonstruck.
Great movie. Cher.
Yes. She
did
was
great job,
in
yes.
that. And what's his head that played the guy that and he had
Nicolas
lost
Cage.
It. Nicolas Cage. That's great. One of his early movies. Number 7. Adam's Rib. Now, Adam's Rib was Spencer Tracy and Catherine Hepburn in 1949.
It's not a very romantic title.
It isn't. It
sounds like somebody went to order some ribs.
It was kind of a comedy.
Sounds like a barbecue place.
It does. Number 6. Here's another one with Meg Ryan. When Harry Met Sally.
Yeah, good movie.
Yeah. That was
Billy Crystal.
Yeah, Billy Crystal. That's right. Made in 1989.
Also Meg Ryan, I believe, wasn't it?
That's what I said. Yeah, Meg Ryan was in that one, too. Number 5. This was really considered one of the great movies. The Philadelphia Story. It was made with Katharine Hepburn and Jimmy, what's his name?
Stewart.
Now? Yeah, thank you. Jimmy Stewart. Jimmy Stewart won an Oscar. And Cary Grant was in it, too, 1940. All right, number 4. Roman Holiday. Audrey Hepburn. Why did I... number 4 was Audrey Hepburn and Gregory Peck in Roman Holiday.
You had a Joe Biden moment there.
There yeah, I was. Yeah, that was... This
let
movie was made in 1953. I'll
let you go for more than 2 minutes.
Where am I? Number 3. Don't compare me to Joe Biden again, or I'll censor you, all right? It Happened One Night... Now, you don't know that movie. I don't either, actually.
I've heard of it, yeah.
It's an oldie but a goodie. It was made with Clark Gable in 1934, and there was a scene where he takes off his shirt and he didn't have an undershirt. The undershirt business in 1934 took a dive because Clark Gable didn't have an undershirt.
Oh, good Lord, people.
Isn't that amazing? Number 2. Annie Hall. Did you see that one
no.
with Woody Allen?
No.
You're kidding.
No.
It was a great movie. You got to rent Annie Hall. You'd like it. 1977. Woody Allen movie, and you don't even remember it. Okay. Here we go. You have no idea what it is. I'm not even going to ask you. Okay? But this is the number one greatest romantic comedy film. And don't say anything about me seeing it when it first came out, because there was no way. It was Charlie Chaplin's City Lights. It involved... a flower girl.
Now, something like that beat like Titanic and stuff like that? Come on.
No, it did, apparently, because it was, number one, because they have a warm spot in their heart for old movies. And because it really was. It was very well done. Anyway, we thank you for being with us. We will be back Monday. Have a great weekend. And always remember, freedom works.